Now by telephone, we are happy to have with us Tom, Carl, and Zena, members of the Dollar Bay High School's SOAR program. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Where is Dollar Bay High School located?
Dollar Bay is located in northern Michigan, in the Upper Peninsula, a couple miles from Fulton, which would be the biggest city around here.
And what is the SOAR program? Like, is it an after-school activity? Is it a class? What does SOAR stand for?
SOAR is the Student Organization of Aquatic Robotics, and it started off as a class, Marine Robotics, brought to us by Mr. Zimmer, and through a lot of hard work, it came to what it is today.
And what is that?
Well, we built robots out of PVC pipe for, like, house piping and bilge pump motors for movement, and we put video cameras on it and ran it from a tether back to a box. And in the class, we basically broke into teams, and each component of the robot was pretty much a team. And after working, we all put it together and built the robots.
Okay, and what are these robots used for exactly?
When our class started, we really didn't know what we were going to do at first. So we found Isle Royale National Park, and they have a huge problem, well, soon maybe huge if we don't stop it, of invasive species of zebra mussels. And so we want to help them, check for them, possibly get rid of them by using our ROVs. So we build them for Isle Royale for their requirements so that they can use them to look under the docks, look under boats, look anywhere for zebra mussels so that they can get rid of them.
And what made you guys interested in looking at Isle Royale? Was it just like an opportunity for you to do a project like this, or was there some sort of reason behind it?
Well, we're surrounded by water, so we figured that we wanted a project that would, you know, tie in with the water. So our underwater robots, like, they look through the water, and Isle Royale approached us with this project and asked if we wanted to help, and we gladly accepted.
So I still don't really understand how these robots work. Do you guys get to see the monitor and, like, see what the robots are doing, and you control it from, I don't know, back wherever you are? Or how do they work? Do they work on their own?
Well, on the shore, we made our own boxes out of plywood and put a TV monitor on it, and we have a snowmobile battery powering the robots with a control box. And basically, we can, through the TV monitor, see whatever the camera on the robot sees, and our control box can control the robot. And we have a tether running from shore down to the robot, so we can control it however we like, look for whatever we want. And that's really what Isle Royale wanted. They wanted to save divers time and use a robot, which would be much easier and more portable and easier to manage.
What has it discovered so far? Like, have you guys learned anything really cool that you'd like to share with us?
Well, it's really exciting because our ROV this past summer has found its first zebra mussel in Isle Royale, and we actually have that in our classroom just for show. Our future plans for this next coming trimester in marine robotics is to actually go and look for some shipwrecks, see if we can get deep enough to find them and see if our ROVs are capable of it.
Do you think there will be zebra mussels on these shipwrecks?
Possibly, and if we see them, hopefully we can get rid of them.
Why is the park concerned with this invasive species?
The park is concerned because Isle Royale National Park is basically one of the only national parks left that their shipwrecks and waters aren't infected by zebra mussels. All the other ones are, zebra mussels are all over them, and you can't really see anything. It's just full of zebra mussels.
Are there some specific shipwrecks that you guys are looking into?
Yeah, we're looking to look at the sea fox that's in the Portage Canal.
Why that shipwreck?
We want to look at this shipwreck because it's the closest to our school that we know of, and it's easy to get to. We want to see if our robots can get down that deep and actually check it out before we go to one farther away.
How far is it from your school?
It's about 2 miles.
Huh. Do you think there'll be any problems finding it? Like,
well,
We're not sure if the water will clean up to see it, but we're hoping it will be.
What has robotics work taught you?
From the beginning, it has taught us quite a lot. We don't use regular schooling routines. We don't use books. We don't have papers that we have to fill out. It's all hands-on, and if you don't know what you're doing, you have to figure it out. There's physics involved, different sciences involved, math, electronics. It's a whole lot all mashed into one, and you just jump in and you learn. It's pretty much learning on the spot, work experience.
What grades are you guys in? Is the class a mix of different grades and ages of kids?
The class is 9th through 12th.
Do you think that this class will influence your future plans?
It has almost influenced every student that has come in. Some students that come in, they are already planning on doing some type of engineering or some type of science career. But a lot of the students that have come in have kind of changed their course. And some students don't always change their mind, but a lot of students have gone towards the engineering route.
Are you going towards the engineering route?
Actually, this class has changed my direction completely. I think that because of this class, my future will be different.
Okay, well, thank you guys for talking with us. That was really interesting.
Is there anything else that you guys like to add?
Recently, we went to Washington, D.C. Us three students here actually were the ones to make the trip, and we received the National Hartzog Award for Outstanding Youth Volunteer Program, which was awesome.
Yeah, how many people get that award?
One.
Only one? Wow, that's a really big deal.
In our classroom, like I said earlier, we split into groups. My group that I did was the media relations. I was the one who was talking to Isle Royal through email, and then they finally came into our classroom and showed us what they want, and that really got all of our groups involved. I created our website, and we send out a newsletter every 2 weeks, and in times of importance, maybe once a week even.
So how does this program work?
The whole class is student-run. Students elect directors, assistant directors, media relations, secretaries, and treasurers. And then the class picks their goals that they want to accomplish for the year, and they split off into groups to solve, like, personal goals to make the robot better. Basically, our teacher just gives us advice but doesn't actually run the class. The students do.
How long has this been going on?
2.5 years.
Wow. And has the robot for Isle Royal been your first robot, or have you created others?
We created a lot of prototypes before we actually sent one to Isle Royal. We had to figure out what worked, what didn't work, and what we want to work. And then we put that all together into one robot and sent one to Isle Royal.
Were you guys trying to build a robot first, or were you trying to help Isle Royal first? Like, which influenced the other?
We were trying to build a robot, and then Isle Royal approached us and asked us to build two robots for them to help with their project.
You have been listening to an interview with Dollar Bay High School's SOAR program, Student Organization for Aquatic Robotics. Tom, Carl, Zena, and instructor Matt Zimmer, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.